What's up, guys? It's Herbert Haroon. Now, today we are back with Rework. And if you don't know, if you're new here, I do this series where I talk about this book called Rework. And it's basically a book about business stuff and something that can help you in your business career. And it's just kind of good advice either way. Like, follow this channel if you really like Rework and you just want to listen to it kind of like an audiobook. And then you should also check out my YouTube, Twitch, and Instagram. All of them are Hired to Haroon. I stream randomly, and on July 27th, I will be doing a stream about Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020 coming to the Xbox Series X. I don't know when I'll do it, and I'm still deciding, but you're going to want to check that out if you're interested in Microsoft 2020. Anyway, I will start talking about the book right now. Underdo your components. That's the chapter, by the way. Conventional wisdom says beat your competitors. You need to one-up them. If they have four features, you need five, often 15 or 25. If they're spending 20,000, you need to spend 30,000. If they have 50 employees, you need 100. This one-upping Cold War mentality is a dead end. When you get struck into the arms race, you wind up in a never-ending battle that costs you amounts of money, time, and drive. And it forces you to consistently be defensive. Two, defensive companies don't think ahead. They only think behind. They don't lead, they follow. So what do you do instead? Do less than your competitors to beat them. Solve the simple problems and leave Harry difficulty and leave the difficulty Harry not difficult and nasty problems to the competition. Instead of one-upping, try one-downing. Instead of outdoing, try underdoing. The bicycle world provides a great example. For years, major bicycle brands on the latest high-tech equipment, mountain bikes with suspension and ultra-strong disc brakes, or lightweight titanium road brakes with carbon fiber and everything. And we assume these bikes have multiple gears, 3, 10, or 21. I have 7 on my mountain bike. But recently, fixed gear bikes have also boomed in popularity. Despite being as low tech, you can get these bikes that have just one gear. Some models don't have brakes. The advantage, they're simpler, lighter, and cheaper, and don't require much maintenance. Another example of a product that's succeeding by underdoing the competition. The Flip and Understandable and Point and Shoot. Compact comboroiler that's in a significant percentage of the market in a short time. Look at all these things the Flip does not deliver. No big screen, no photo, no tapes or discs, no menus, no settings, no video light, no viewfinder, no special effects, no headphone jack that I think he's mentioning iPhone right there. No lens cap, no memory card, and no optical zoom. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of stuff here from Apple just alone. The Flip wins because it only does a few simple things, and that does them well. It's easy and fun to use. It goes places a bigger camera would never go, and gets used by people who never use a fancier camera. Don't be shy from the fact that your product service does less. Highlight it. Be proud of it. Sell as aggressively as your competitors sell their expensive feature list. Anyway, guys, that's the chapter for today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Smash this like on this podcast. And like I said, follow. I also have a Twitch, Instagram, and YouTube. Follow and sub to them and like the videos. And yeah, that's basically it. Hope you guys enjoyed. Like I said, see you later, I guess. Bye.